right at this very moment. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Hey, this is Matthew Thomas from Straight Out of a Coma. I'd like to invite you to my new weekly Neuron Report.
And here he is, via the phone line, Matthew Thomas, Straight Out of a Coma. Matt, good morning. Hang on just a sec, Matt. I did one small error. Oh, there you go. How's it going with the Neuron Report?
Yeah, it's going great. We're going to have one of my boys, Chris. He had a stroke, and then 4 years after that, he had aphasia, where the thinking of the words is kind of tough. But he's with his practicing on his own. We sit and we talk, we read books. Today, we're going to read 3 pages, Dr. Seuss, for you audience out there.
All right, before we bring Chris on, you wanted me to let everyone know about how his speech has improved. Explain what Chris went through, if you can.
He had aphasia, and that's where he can't think of the words, and everything gets kind of, you know, bundled up in there. But if you see today, if you listen last time, if you hear today, you'll see how it's not flowing like ours is or mine isn't, you know, but it's there. He's trying to do the words all, you know, say the complete words. And sometimes we get stuck. He gets stuck with different words like should and could and all these with something that'd be simple for the most, for all of us actually, you know, but for in that type of, with that type of trauma, it's tough for anyone with that to come out of it.
What is aphasia exactly?
I'm not sure, but I just know you can't think of the word. You know the word, but you can't think of it. You can't say it. That's why he gets all frustrated when he, you know, he can't pronounce it completely.
All right, so I've got here a little recording of the last time he was on a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah.
It's about 10 seconds worth, but just to give people an idea of then and now. So I'll play this for you, okay, Matt?
Cool, thank you.
How hard was that to learn, Chris?
I think 4 hour week learn it.
Took you a long time.
Remember,
yeah,
I've been calling him for like every day for the past 2 weeks.
Okay, so that was a couple of months ago, Matt.
Yeah.
And I'll bring him on right now with you.
Oh, wow. And I thought that was him right now. It's going to be like, wow, what's going on, bro?
Chris, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, you're... You're live on the radio. Matt is with us as well. I just played a little recording of the last time you were on with us a couple of months ago. And how's everything been going, Chris, with your speech?
Some day good, better, and some days rough.
You know, you already sound better to me than what I just played. Don't you think,
thank
Matt?
You.
A lot better.
Yeah.
He's been practicing on his own, and that's what it is. It doesn't matter the best therapist. You can have, you know, whatever. They're just there to give you hints on what to do, but it's all about what you want. It's like life, man. Anything you want, you're going to do. You know, yeah. So that's how he's doing it. He's practicing, and it's like when I call, I didn't talk to him for like a couple of days, like a week or so, and it was like, what, man? You're doing great. You know, he's free. Go ahead, Chris. Tell him how you've been doing it.
Someday I reading Dr. Seuss books. And read my books. So, yeah. And you sing to yourself too, right? Yes. And I, yes.
What, can you tell that you're doing better?
Yes. I was talking with my kids.
Oh, you've got kids?
Yeah, yes.
Tell me about your kids.
Three kids.
Three?
One graduate?
Yeah. Is 18, 14, and 10.
All right, man. You just you send the words out, and there's not much. I mean, there's a little delay, but we all have that time.
Yeah. Yes.
I sit on the radio sometimes, Chris, and my brain has a neuron fart as well.
Yes. And I thank God.
Yeah, there you go. Because we met each other, but it's only through His grace, brother.
Yes.
Matt, your whole philosophy is just like your website, positive-matters.org, is by bringing positivity to people no matter what they are dealing with, correct?
Yes. It doesn't matter. If it's big or if it's small, the smallest one could be the biggest one. You know, the problem. If you have any problem, I'd like you to come share it on here, you know, because there's always something worse, my brothers and sisters. You know, there's always something worse.
Yep.
You know, but... Okay, Chris, you want to read the Dr. Seuss?
With the Neuron Report, the remaining moments with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, and Chris, who's been on several times. I'm just very happy for you, Chris. Your speech sounds really good right now. So,
thank you.
And we've got Chris, who is dealing with what is the thing you're dealing with, or Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, also with us with the Neuron Report. Aphasia, is that the name, Chris? Is that how you call
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes.
What is it?
Yes. Aphasia.
Aphasia?
Yeah.
All right. Matt, are you with us?
Yes. And then, Chris, you want to read one or two pages of Cat in the Hat?
Okay.
All right. Go for it, bro.
This is Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat. Chris, how old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
43.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of have, bro.
Okay, go for it.
The sun did not shine. It was to... What to pray? Pray. So we sat in the house all the cold and wet. I sat. That was sadly. We sat there we two.
Yeah, you're doing good,
I say, how I rest to, we have to, something to do.
All right, then we have something to do. Okay, one more, go for it.
Well, we're kind of up against it right now, Matt.
All right, sorry. Then good job. That was great, Chris. Thank you very much.
Chris, it's inspiring what you're doing. And every time you come on, you just seem to be doing better and better.
Thank you. Yes. So, much
keep it up.
Better.
I'll talk to you later on. Go ahead. Did you have any last words, Chris?
Practice.
That's freaking great, dude. That's all we got to do. And everything in life, not just for our little mix-ups, but everything you do. You got to get out and start dwelling on your stuff, you know?
Yes.
Chris, all right, I appreciate you coming on. Very inspiring. And congratulations on your speech improvement. And we'll have you back, Matt? When do you think we'll have Chris back on again?
Month or two, just to keep it going.
All right. You like being on the radio, Chris? Why not, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got a little clogged up there, huh, bro?
Yeah.
That's so fun. Go radio.
All right.
Yes.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thanks, Chris.
All right, we'll see you later. Right on, bro. Peace. Thank you, poor man.
Hey, Matt?
Yeah, I got a song.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you have a instant request for our musical theme of the day, marriage and anniversary?
Tony, anniversary.
Tony, anniversary. All right. Well done. Nice work with Chris.
Yeah, I know. He's doing all the work. I'm just throwing stuff out for him to do, man. So I'm glad I'm able to help him with that to give him more inspiration to do it, you know?
Yeah, you do that. You're inspiring on your very own, Matt. All right.
Okay, right on, brother. We'll talk later. I'll call you after work, what?
Pardon me?
I'll call you after the show.
Right, and anybody who wants to get in touch with Matt, 949-375-1178. That's his cell and the website, Matt.
Positive-matters.org. And if any injury, doesn't matter if, you know, whatever you have, broken leg, broken arm, because things can get tough with all that situation. Everyone's got their own disability, but it's just all crazy, you know?
Here's your instant request, Tony, anniversary.